word illusion that, you know, he did say this, you know, what's happening in Europe and everything else. He's and he disagrees with the reason why it's happening. It was interesting because at one point, you know, he knew that I am a guy who can't vote for Donald Trump. And he didn't say this, but basically he's like, is there anything I could do to talk you into Hillary Clinton? And I'm like, no. And he's a big fundraiser for Hillary Clinton and everything else.
He's the biggest yeah. bundler for Hillary in the country.
Yeah.
But
you know, I spoke to him yesterday about, you know, the pendulum. The pendulum, this is why you just can't swing this pendulum so far. I warn, please, progressives, you think you're going to be on the winning end of this stick, but revolutions usually are not won. The people who are standing and in charge are not the people who started it. And I don't know which one. I mean, Theodore Roosevelt started it, but Woodrow Wilson was the one who really kicked it in. So I don't know who thinks they have the upper hand here. But you don't want somebody to grab the pendulum, because most likely, as George Washington wrote in his founding address, or in his farewell address, there's going to come a time when the parties are so disenfranchised from each other, so disenfranchised the people, that it becomes vengeance politics. Well, that's where we are at. It's vengeance politics. And that's when somebody who doesn't care about any of it steps in and grabs control. That was his warning. Well, that's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at.
And the principles that we've talked about for a long time, you know, they're not really principles that a lot of people seem to be holding anymore. And especially when you go to younger generations, we're talking about, like, a lot of people will say, well, the Second Amendment, that's an outdated amendment. What does that mean? Okay, and, you know, that's been a long-term argument. What about the First Amendment, though? Is the First Amendment an outdated amendment that we should no longer consider? They asked this question to college students last year. 21% of college students said that it was an outdated amendment that can no longer be applied in today's society. And it was 30% of liberal college students that believe that. I mean, that's a third of liberal college students, basically, that believe that. But then you ask...
You know that's the case because they demand their safe zone.
And they
want a place where they don't have to hear anything from anybody else that they don't want to hear.
Yeah. And they went into that a little bit. From what you know, when it comes to freedom of speech, does the First Amendment make an exception for hate speech? In other words, is hate speech not protected under the First Amendment? 35% of college students believe that hate speech is not protected speech. Now, again, nobody likes hate speech, but again, who's defining the hate speech? And of course, we all know that it is, of course, protected. It's the reason why the First Amendment exists, right?
I mean, love speech doesn't need to be protected.
Right, everyone likes it.
Go on, tell me more about this love speech.
Say that the left.
I want to hear the Glenn Beck show roll for an hour about love speech.
Do a new clips version, you know, what you wanted is what you wanted, and we gave you that. And, you know, now, you know, I'm at a different place in my life.
Right.
I'm no longer in that same place. So I can't even give you that same thing anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's what it is, though. But it was good, and I'm glad to have been able to have the opportunity to share with my brother and to travel with my brother and do all those great things together. It was awesome.
Well, you know what? I think you're awesome. I truly respect your work and what you stand for and what you're doing. It takes a lot of courage. It takes courage, you know, and the fact that your brother respects what you're doing, you know, as well, I think is a beautiful thing. So,
Amen.
Don't think it's falling on deaf ears, because it's not.
Amen. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm doing what I've been called to do and what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, it's a good thing.
It's no malice. Can folks pick up your Jesus Christ on iTunes? Can they download it?
I'm still thinking about that.
I know you found Christ, but it's still a business. You still got to put food on the table, honey.
Yo, you can go to staff out, check me out. I appreciate that. That's what's up, man. I love it. Thank you.
But folks can check out your documentary, The End of Malice. What's the website again?
Yeah, you can go. Okay, check it out. You can. It's playing on Revolt. Like, can always catch it on Revolt TV. But you can go to my website at weareenvision.com, and reenvision is REINDISION. So you can Great. You can check it out there. The documentary is crazy. It features my brother, the Iceman, my podcast partner Pharrell, and it's just a family. So you know, check it out. Check it out. It's really dope. And a lot of people want to know what happened. I think this pretty much sums up a lot of it. So you should check it out.
And after you check that out, if you want to find out what happened, you can check out No Malice on Ear Candy Mornings Live. We're not on Main TV on YouTube because he gave us the dope interview a couple of years ago when he first stepped away from it all.
For sure. That was fun.
Thank you for joining us. You're always welcome. God bless you, brother.
I love you. Thank you so much for having me, man. That's what's up.
Zip Up Nation.
That's what's up. Now what's up is me going to the gas station. That's what's up. into my fingernails, and I'm having trouble getting the plastic off of this fucking can. You really just keep a knife in the car. I mean, for a lot of reasons. There we go.
Sirius XM.
Hip Hop Nation.
It's discovered by the opposite, the enemy, would the country get punished or not punished, but what would happen?
That soldier will be arrested and prosecuted under the Uniform Court of Military Justice.
Our own lawyers in the JAG, the Army lawyers, if he breaks the law, will prosecute him.
And if we don't prosecute him, what happens to our country, though? Our government? Like, who's going to prosecute us? Or, like, who are we doing this for? The Geneva Convention? Who regulates this?
It's pretty much a self-regulated rules of engagement by our politicians. Okay. They come down from our politicians to the generals, and the generals enforce them to the soldiers. Politicians.
Oh, my gosh. These are the politicians.
It comes from the top.
Wow. All right.
Rules of engagement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just kind of destroying. Yeah. Marquise is on the line real quick.
That just destroyed
us. When you said politicians, we're like, oh, these are, oh, man, these are the same dudes. Yeah. They don't get shit. They don't get nothing accomplished in politics, it feels like. Marquise, what up, man? You in Louisiana?
What's going on, Sway? I am in Louisiana, man. I just got out of the military like 2 weeks ago. And I'm not going to lie, man. I used to look forward to listening to your show every morning. Actually, now that I'm out of the military,
Thank you.
Makes me super happy that I actually have time to listen.
Wow.
I had a question for Ricky Schroeder.
What's up?
Hey, yo, Ricky, man. So you get a lot of this footage from, you know, helmet cams and everything, which means for you, I don't know, you know, it might be a little bit desensitized. It's a little bit impersonal because you're not actually interacting with these guys. When you review this footage, man, does it show you a side of, like, American politics interacting with American lives and American soldiers that you didn't think, you know, existed, like, kind of like that shadow world of what's really happening out there? Or, you know, do you kind of just watch and say, yeah, that's what I always expected?
You know, I did have the benefit of going to Afghanistan for 110 days in 2014, so I got to kind of see it from that perspective a little bit, and did go on some combat patrols and missions. But as I sit and watch this footage coming in, you know, I'm struck by soldiers are people, and they all react differently to the environment that they're in. And some of them react in the most heroic ways, and others not heroic, but just, I don't know what the word would be, but less than inspiring. And so every person's an individual. But when I look at this footage, the overwhelming majority of it is amazingly tense. I can't believe that these guys have the courage to go out every day on missions and patrols and get shot at. Some of these guys have been in one deployment, 100, 150 combat engagements in one deployment. And so, you know, you look at this footage and you look at the heroism and the courage that these young guys have. And then you see stuff back at the FOB or the COP, you know, when they're in between missions and they're just kids again and they're just blowing off steam and they're having fun and they're joking and laughing. And I just feel inspired by the footage. But I also feel, you know, some of it's horrifying. You know, you do see what it can do to people, the footage. You see the dark side of war, and it's ugly, and it's bloody, and it's, you know, and people change when they go through that.
Let me ask you this, Marquis. Were you ever deployed overseas? Marquis?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, man. I cut out for a second.
Were you deployed overseas at all? Did you do any combat?
Yeah, of course. No, not combat, man. Not combat. A lot of the guys in my unit did, but I'm not going to pretend like I did, man. But you see military, man. You see a dichotomy between how, you know, different documentaries and docu-series kind of stuff portrays the American military as opposed to how it really, really is, man. Because, I mean, you know, we get this whole, like, romanticized thing about, oh, yeah, the American military, man, we love going over there and just fucking shit up and all this sort of stuff. And, I mean, that's not real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nobody, unless you're some backwoods guy who's just completely desensitized everything, nobody likes going over there and doing that, especially when we were over there in that country, man, or those countries. For the same reason that, you know, we don't want to be in Vietnam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, man. Like, those are people. You look at it like this. You know, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, man. So if somebody came and they killed my brother, right, because he was doing something illegal, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, let me not do that illegal thing. My thing is now to get that person that took my family. So by killing one, you raising two. By killing those two, you raising four. It's the Hydra effect, you know? And it's like we portray this like, oh, yeah, this is just the greatest in American lives. We want to go over there. Nah, man, that's not it. And, you know, it makes me wonder because, you know, Ricky Schroeder, you lived a nice celebrity life, and I'm not saying nothing negative, but for you to be involved in something like this, man, I was wondering if you really kind of saw that and experienced that for yourself, but if it was still sort of that romanticized image of, yeah, you know, war is weird.
Yeah, you got to watch the show.
Yeah, I mean, my son was in the Army for a bit, and then he left, and I got to tell you, I didn't have a problem with him leaving because, you know, I know what it did to some of the young men and how it changes them. And I had no problem with my son leaving because of that. And but I have to also say that, you know, all this helmet cam footage from soldiers is all from infantry guys.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are guys that volunteered to go to the Army. They volunteered to be infantry. And so they're a different mentality
mm-hmm.
than a lot of soldiers are. Because the infantry guys, you know, there's only about 40 or 50,000 of them in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about a half a million to a million person army at any given time between the reserves and the active duty. So you have 50,000 infantry guys, and they have a different mentality. They're the guys that want to go out there. They want to fight. They train to fight. They're disappointed when they don't fight.
Wow.
So they're a different mentality. They're a true warrior, gladiator mentality, the infantry. And that's what we're telling is their story, not the whole army, the infantry.
Hey, well, Mike Buse, come here. Mike Buse, you want a quick question for Ricky Schroeder? And then real quick, Marquise.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your call and your service. You're a citizen.
Thank you. Morning,
all right. B from Ohio, you a soldier, B? You're a vet, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you. I know you've been listening to the conversation real quick because we have to go. When hearing Ricky Schroeder talk about this footage and what goes on and the rules of engagement and what happens overseas and how it affects people when you see the footage and those who are in the footage, were you deployed? Were you ever in combat, D?
Yes, I was in Afghanistan in 2010 and 2011.
Okay, so let me ask you, coming back, being in experiencing that, are there services to transition you back into civilian life to kind of like give you therapy or... Because I haven't seen...
Yes. They have a 30, 60, 90 program as soon as you come back. That's how we want you to go through. So they can check your mental health and how things are going about that nature, as well as they have a lot of one-source programs, but there's different levels of PTSD.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Mike Muse, you have a quick question for Ricky Schroeder?
Quick question.
Yeah.
With all the footage you see, the work that you're doing, how has it shaped your opinion as we fight this whole war on terror, given what we saw in Turkey yesterday, given what we've seen in Brussels, given what we've seen in France? How is it in terms of, do we fight this from a traditional warfare perspective and aircraft and missiles, or do we go about the diplomacy aspect of it? From a human perspective, how has it shaped your opinion on how we go forth and fight this unconventional war, or do you see it as still traditional?
Yeah, it's very untraditional, and it's you've got to go over there, and you got to fight them first over there, because if they have a place over there, then they can spread. So you've got to use sort of a conventional mentality over there. At the same time, you've got to be educating the next generation of people over there. You got to be teaching them a different way that you know, killing each other over religion is not the future. It's not the way we're supposed to be. And so you've got to work on it two fronts. You got to kill them over there, or they will come over here. And you've got to educate them over there and here. You have to educate people.
Yep. Ricky Schroeder, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, man. My fighting season.
That was good. What's up?
You want to say something else?
No, good.
Oh, okay, cool, great. Okay.
Am I mumbling? Am I mumbling?
No. Ricky Schroeder there. Make sure you watch it Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Audience Network is the network, and it's available exclusively to DirecTV and AT&T U-verse customers. If you want to talk with Ricky Schroeder and continue this conversation, hit him on social media.
That's right. My Facebook page. Hit me there or my Instagram. Check me out.
At Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah.
All right. Tracy, how can I reach you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Citizens. Hit me up at it's Tracy G. ItsTracyG.
Here in 1992, he said, fabulous, what's the scenario remix? Whereas there are seven MCs, six which are in physical form, one which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of I like ball shots, a punk, mad man, I rip up stages, lay down your way, sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip, I tear heads out the frame, and grab my dick. All my mouth's like a robot kid, I drop bars, I'm rugged and dirty, so I shit on a penny. I'm baseball bad, I'm fasting, all bad news, I'm crazy clever, cut those and cruise. I'm down on a bolo, my skills are polo, you say oh no, bitch ass homo. I bag up weight, I'm electrified, I'm prime time, I'm slow to slide, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm a bad, bad man. Quick as I rock it from the tip of the lip. Punching out hits, the gladdest night in the pit. The 5 foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are black, and that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, but with the red carpet, cause I'm getting it. Vanilla ice platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And do you ever sell out? Oh, yeah, ever you do, and let it be known. I'm not the one to stick to. Give it up for the D-Nice, to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, I'll lead the rest around. As for 20 MC, I chuck D, I shut him down.
What's going on, my man? God damn, I think my brain is on them, shit on them, hit on them, then I will sit on them. Open up their mouth if they want the food. They can't move, flip cold if I'm in the mood. Yeah, man, that's how it goes. Body can run up, blood coming out the nose. Give me your band-aid, what are you asking for? More, holy and sacred and pure. At first, exact, checking into the new rap, rap. Bust the map, my bust is written around. I'm
What a nice groove that's building up in the background. Just wants me to float away like a butterfly on a cloud of pink ice cream.
The yep, it's called that's West exactly what I was thinking.
Mixer, and this is Montenegro.
Research is making your food safe, nutritious, and delicious. You can look at your breakfast table.
It's unbelievable.
Well, this show,
oh man,
this docuseries, you know, it
Ricky Schroeder's on
talks
the trucking channel now. He's like walk down the hallway and like now I'm on this,
which is really what people are going to take away from this documentary series is how difficult it is to find the enemy who hides amongst the civilians, who looks like everyone else. He looks like a farmer until he decides to pick up an AK or an RPG or plant an IED. And so you're going to get a sense of how difficult it is for these soldiers to walk patrols day after day after day, waiting to get shot at, typically, because that's the only way you know where the enemy is. And that's the only way he reveals himself.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna get a sense of how difficult it is to find the enemy from the show. You know, you're just gonna, your heart's gonna go out to these guys, and you're gonna.
Popular, right? Has the best gear, has the best tech.
Okay.
You know, Nike.
Nice comparison.
And so. All right, now you said fear factor was there. You don't look like you have any fear.
CBC Radio 3, classic.
L'attentat, je crois que c'est le quatrième attentat à Istanbul en 6 mois. Alors,
with Jack Kerouac providing an appropriately joicy and narrative spew. Indeed, there were times when I felt there was too much of a muchness, but always I'd find something to keep me going. The punctum in Arbus's portrait of 60s topless dancer Carol Doda, gently but matter-of-factly raising.
The back and forth between he and David Ortiz. Here's a swing of a line drive towards second. Backhanded off the glove of Logan Forsythe. That should be an E4.
Well, it's got to be caught. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But that might also be a base hit because he's on the move and trying to make the backhanded catch. But I think if you ask Logan, that's a play that he feels like he's going to have to make. It falls in the air and it just went off the heel of his mitt. And it will go down as an error. Those are part of the plays that the Rays just aren't making right now, which has led to more issues on top of issues. So it's just the way things are going for this Rays team. It goes from bad to worse.
So here's Xander Bogaerts, Red Sox leading hitter on a throw to first, chasing back Pedroia. Interesting note on Matt Moore is that he has not given up an unearned run this year. All the runs he's allowed are earned. He has not given up an unearned run since the last time he faced these Red Sox, last September the 12th. So here's Moore, third base out of the rubber pitching, and Bogaerts backs off. It's inside 1-0.
And again, you know, some of that's a credit to Matt because, and it's also a little tough luck because there have been a couple of plays behind him this year where there have been misplay pop-ups that fall in, and it's not called an error, but it should be. So that leads to earned runs.
1-0, no strikes. Bogaerts takes badly low and outside 2-0. But like American League pitchers that have that many starts.
I like the idea that there's fucking just baseball on at like 9 a.m.
Vice would be nice.
You know, just East Coast baseball, early ass in the morning.
Getting a star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'll tell you who in a couple minutes. Q102.
Yeah.
Station like now having this mixed show right after the morning show that is just like, here you go, here's some breaks. Like I thought it was kind of just like, here's some, you know, I would rather hear some newer shit or have the option to turn to the throwback station if I want to hear throwback type shit. I mean, this is fine, you know, like this is A-OK. But every morning is maybe a bit much.
Come bring me. We'll be back, y'all. Close this, man. Bring that to the top. Why? Hello, man. What is the business, man? The Lord says special. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Yeah, man. We have a good show today, man. We have the hood news. We have food in the news. All right, yeah. Cheetos. My kind of bread. Sam, are you talking about? Do you know that White Castles have Cheeto puffs? Like cheese puffs? What I noticed?
I did not know that, sir.
Joe, you knew that, right? And you live in Manhattan?
I didn't know.
What the fuck is you guys wrong? How do I work with you guys? You don't know shit! I'm sorry. You didn't know about the cheese. I think it's White Castle. And they have little mini chicken and waffle burgers. You gotta be looking at that. And in shape 45 also got word today. We also got sexual love. Ladies, man, y'all, hey, this is viral, man. You know, I kicked it already to a porn star. She got some of that sexual love, man. My boo, well, my ex boo, we still good, you know what I mean? Amber Rose, there's virtuals out there. Lord said, this is how Lord said, Amber Rose, you know what I mean? Sexual love rap. You find out how she got that. You know what I mean? Check out our show coming up soon in July. Quick promotion. And we got Demo Battle. We back, son. You know what I'm saying? We is back. Demo Battle. We back. And also, what we got a truck mix, right? And a truck mix. Truck mix. Get drunk and fucked up and talk. Do what you gotta do. Now, let's face the music, come right back with the hood news. We got a lot to talk about, man. Hit me up. on that Twitter at Lord Sear or Lord Sear Special. Instagram, everything at Lord Sear. Lord Sear, hello. Let's go.
I used to feel so devastated.
Oh, man.
But now we on our way to greatness. And all that ever took was patience.
Hey, must be the money. Be the tunnel. Now we're talking. I'm waiting for this one. Stretching this out. It's better in a tunnel. These tunnel drinks. Pepsi Crystal tastes just... No, Crystal Pepsi... Well, I don't know, unless there's some new Pepsi Crystal, but Crystal Pepsi tasted kind of like someone poured 7-Up or Sprite into a Pepsi, and it was not so good. That's how it was then. I don't know what the fuck it is now. let's get deep into cocaine. I mean, you know, I can't think of any bad things that might come from that, you know. I see no downside.
Hey, it must be the tunnel.
Killer, emancipation of a real nigga. The back of the barrel, that's where you get shot. lack of a barrel, the speedy bitches. The lack of a barrel, the speedy bitches. The lack of a barrel, the speedy bitches.
I said them shit like a slave, come in black. Hold the people in my pain, come in black. I man, I said them would be in a chain, come in black. How much you know? We go a chain full of rats. And you don't see the whip, left side, come in black. And now we have a big whip back from the black. All them are to be cool from the start.
Hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this bit, this is real contagious. What I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesies that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutional lies, manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dealt. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then pill out. Muscle cars like pull up, show you what these big wheels about. Black is successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, bitch, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
The black of the barrel, the sweetie bitches. The black of the barrel, the sweetie bitches. The black of the barrel, the sweetie bitches. The black of the barrel, the sweetie bitches.
I saw them shit like a slave, coming black. All the people in my pain, coming black. I'm an asset of wood, we in a chain, coming black. How much you know? We go a chain full of rats. And you don't see the whip, left side, coming back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them are to recruit from the start, coming black. Remember this, every ring is start from the black. Remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, this sure you will agree. The plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. Cynicism is crimey little justification. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a fucking area. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people. I can tell because it's threats when I see you. I can tell because your ways are evil. No, I can tell because you in love with the desert eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a change and you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Dosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that want to build and destroy. Remind me of the Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with pride rules, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gang banging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Shade 45 presents Lord Seer with the latest of what you need to know. It's the Hood Entertainment News.
Yeah, what's in the motherfucking hood, man?
In the hood
what's
today,
in the hood?
In the hood today, what? Seer, Jay-Z is looking to dominate the country market with Roc Nation Nashville. He has launched Roc Nation Nashville, a newly formed division of Roc Nation. The new division will be full-service entertainment company. Jay and company have already entered into a publishing partnership with Warner Music, and who has the rights to publish Roc Nation Nashville's music publishing repertoire, which already includes a new venture with songwriter and producer DJ Jesse Frazier.
So, dude walking up the street in a fucking trench coat, kind of shuffling a little bit, like maybe everything is not necessarily okay with him. And he is wearing a big orange panda hat.
If you're black, you like, all up today.
That straps around the bottom like a bonnet. It's striking.
Can we hear some drag, mister? No, you can't. You can use a park rides and listen to Rock Nation. The fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Veteran music executive BJ Hill, who is a graduate of Middle Tennessee State University, has been up to vice president of A&R for them and will work with Frazier to bring top-notch talent to Rock Nation Nashville.
It's Alabama radio today. We like to shout out everybody in Nashville. If you're out there eating pork and beans with your friend and you're marrying fucking your cousin, you can always live in one Blaze Radio, right here on Nashville Radio.
Country music is a huge market.
Though. Oh, it is. Yeah, I know. Fucking your boy, Garth Brooks, is always diamond. That's the first Diamond Dogs I ever saw. I haven't heard from. He got fat, chubby, fat, lost hair. Oh, what are you doing now? Probably you know, shooting dope. What's the new Sam?
In other news, Snoop Dogg's Kool-Aid album, which we have discussed, is now available for streaming at Apple Music.
I like the Kool-Aid song.
You do?
Yeah, we played it yesterday. I like that one. Yeah, it's a pain.
It is available ahead of its expected July 1st release, and the project features two shorts, Swizz Beatz, Sugar Free, and E-40.
E-Fazy! Yeah! That's good shit, good shit. What else in the news, bro?
Well, in other news, so there is actually an online Cheetos Museum.
A what?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's an online Cheetos museum where they display Cheetos.
And no!
They're actually looking for rare Cheetos from people. I guess like photos. And your chance to win $60,000.
Stupid. Like, all right, Cheetos? Yeah, eat. Why are you going to eat jalapeno Cheetos and say them?
Well, yeah, you wouldn't be able to eat it. Like, if you had, like, a rare
bag.
Like, if it looks like an animal, I guess, or, like, some type of object.
I'm throwing it away. That shit might kill me.
Well, you could be throwing away, like, $60,000.
Oh, come on, man. They don't say that now?
They're collecting the 10 best featuring a collection in the museum now through August 15th, and it's open to the public. And they'll vote on the submissions each week, and their favorite will win $10,000. And the grand prize winner will win an extra $50,000. So the submissions are broken down into three categories. One being visual interest. How unique is your keto?
It's sad how these fat motherfucking people like me, for instance, but that we have to fucking go all out. This Cheeto look like shit. It look like diarrhea, orange lobster. I think it's just doo-doo, and they put cheese on it. This is a dead fish, for real. I think it's a dead, like you know, like one of those fishes, you know, she's like, my fish died, my... What do you call a dead, like, you have dead animal names? What do you call, your fish name if you have a little fish or a turtle, like,
I would
Jody,
just call it by
toe.
The name, but like, it's just dead. You don't come up with, like, a new name because it's dead.
No. Like, they have these... It looks like a dead fish. Seaweed. And it's not. This bird is like a dead pigeon. And they put cheese around it.
Well, they're giving away, like, $60,000 for these diarrhea-looking Cheetos.
That does not look like a lobster.
According to the Cheetos Museum, it does.
They're fucking stupid. Because nobody's buying Cheetos.
Maybe. I still buy Cheetos.
You buy Cheetos?
You do too. I've seen you.
Huh? Shut up!
Another category is buzzworthiness, like how well you describe what it looks like. And then the third category is creativity. How creative you are and how creative.
So, what if I just, like, shit, I put cheese around and I give it to them?
That's disgusting.
Well, it's a table I found in the Cheeto box. I was about to eat it, so I'm like, shit. Here, I found it.
You should submit one that looks like a dick.
I don't know, dick Cheeto. That's disgusting.
Because they all kind of do, though.
Yeah, dick Cheetos. See, how's your dick Cheetos? Yummy. Disgusting.
And you can send 50 entries per person per email per day.
Oh, fuck, I want a monkey Cheetos. I want an orangutan Cheeto. I want a centipede Cheeto. But what about a spider Cheeto that bites you, die? Poison. Cheese poison. It bit me. What else in the fucking Cheetos news?
And less than the news today, there is now a new porn website that promises to donate to charity when viewers masturbate.
Yeah? So I can just jerk off. This goes to flower pots of women. I just jerk off to fucking spaceships supporting Air NASA coming.
Each time someone watches the video on ijustcame.org, the site will give a penny to charity.
Oh, that's fucked up. I netted for a penny.
I know, it is kind of low.
That's whack, yo. Oh, a dollar. I netted for a dollar, mister.
Like, you would have to nut 100 times to donate a dollar.
That's disgusting. You had to be real thirst. Look, I had sex in the water. This beyond. I had to fucking jerk off.
And you're limited to 2 donations a day.
That's it?
Yeah.
You can't be like 5 and...
No.
I think I'm ready for rent. You can't do it. Why is that in the news?
Because I know you love porn.
I love me some porn.
And then it could be like porn for a good cause.
True. But I ain't done for no fucking penny. I'm not for the big bucks. $50 or a coat or something. You need some sneakers, you know, they get nice. You know? That's it.
Okay. I don't know what to make of any of that. You guys install Flash. I gotta go. Have a good day.